Time now for your comments. Listeners wrote about the story on the belief of some conservative Christians that the Middle East peace plan is contrary to God's plan for Israel. Jeff Young of Lexington, Kentucky, says it's an embarrassment to Christianity that fundamentalists use the Bible to dispute the boundaries of modern-day Israel. He writes that these Christians worship a God whom they have reduced to a real estate agent in the sky. Their theories are no more valid than the cults who believe they will be physically transported to heaven on the tails of comets. Bruce Green of Cabot, Arkansas, couldn't believe that some conservative Christians are genetically engineering a perfect red heifer to speed up the Messiah's coming. He writes, "The Christians I know get excited about feeding the hungry, serving others, and living an honorable life, which, if I remember correctly, is the essence of Jesus' teaching." And Mark Delmonico of Washington, D.C., says mainstream theology discounts such end times prophecy. He writes, "When God promised Abraham, Sarah, and their descendants a home, the important thing was the promise and the covenant, not the real estate named in the book of Genesis." My conversation with Cokie Roberts about David Brinkley's death brought back memories for some of you. Linda Payne of Kirtland Hills, Ohio, remembers staying up past her bedtime to watch the presidential election returns on her parents' new television set. And she writes, "As the evening wore on, Mr. Brinkley became hungry, wishing aloud that someone would deliver pheasant under glass to the hungry newsman. I had never heard of such a meal, being used to tuna noodle casseroles at that point. Before too long, this unimaginable treat appeared on his desk. Never had I seen anything so miraculous." However, listeners were quick to point out that Cokie Roberts was wrong when she said that Brinkley's co-host, Chet Huntley, was from Wyoming. Huntley was born in Cardwell, Montana. And one last correction in geography. In a story last week on gleaning in the Coachella Valley, I referred to the region as west of Los Angeles. Many of you responded that if the Coachella Valley were truly west of Los Angeles, it would be somewhere in the Pacific Ocean. Coachella Valley is southeast of Los Angeles. Send your comments to morning@npr.org. or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name.